Welcome to Endurance Twitter. It is Wednesday evening, April 28th, 2021. It was interesting. I was out this morning trying to do a workout using the Garmin Coach, and I like the Garmin Coach, but one of the things I don't like is that the fastest or the slowest you can put in for projected time is 2 hours and 40 minutes for a half marathon, which, you know, is okay times, but that's 12-minute miles. And so they're leaving out a lot of people who might want to use the program. They're going to look at it and go, well, I guess this isn't for me. And so I tweeted out asking them, like, hey, how come it's 240? And I thought maybe if I tag Greg McMillan and I tag Garmin in it, maybe someone would respond. But I guess not. I guess they're just not too interested in it. So it is what it is. Steve Magnus says, on June 27th, Jim Ryan ran a mile in 407, and his log, he wrote, was hard. Next day, he ran a mile in 351.01, closing 53.5, and his log, he wrote, felt very easy. And I think he's referring to Bakersfield College is where Jim Ryan set a world record almost 40-plus years ago on a dirt track here. Now it's a all-weather track, and it's funny. A few years ago was the 40th anniversary. I contacted Bakersfield College and their track coach as well. Tried to contact him through numerous ways about, hey, let's put on a mile fest. And, of course, never did hear from. Of course, they've been a terrible program for years and years. It's just all about the coaching, and they're definitely terrible coaches. Klecker says, it's scary to put yourself out there to see how good you could be because you could fail. That definitely applies to the coaches up there. They just don't seem to ever get stuff going. So some good news here. Kipchoge, Kimora, and Faith Kipyegon have all received their first vaccine shots, and glad they're getting it taken care of now and before, you know, for the Olympics, but early enough so they don't get any side effects, because I definitely had some side effects, and I know other people as well. You know, of course, Kipchoge ran, as you can see the picture, ran a marathon at the airport recently, a 2:04:30. So now he's got time to recover and start training for the Olympics in Sapporo, Japan. Like this. Appreciating Jeff Galloway. He's done far more for the sport than you probably know. And yeah, he definitely came up with the whole run-walk method. Was an Olympian himself at the marathon. And he's helped many, many people finish marathon distances safely and training for him. And it really opened up the sport. I wish that race directors would take care of the athletes that he helps much, much more. Because they still do close up the courses way too early. Take down things and stuff like that. And I think the future of the sport, kind of like I was talking with Garmin Coach, is, you know, catering to walkers and people who are slower athletes, because there's a lot more of us than there are. They're super fast. So glad that they wrote an article about for Jeff Galloway and his whole race walk, run walk method and all that, which I've used many times for myself and the athletes I've coached over the years. Scrolling here, some bad news. California, they're not going to have the state meet. Basically, it's because so many of the, there's 10 sections in California. Four had already said they weren't going to have postseason championships, and a few others were thinking about it too. So with half the teams, half the sections not there, it really couldn't be a state championship. Another casualty of COVID. It says, no state championships. Arcadia is the state championship for track and field. And of course, Rich Gonzalez is the race director for that amazing meet. And he says, with seating for the 53rd Arcadia Invitational nearing completion, of the 42 events contested across the state so far this year, state leader in 38 of those events has signed up for the meet. And, of course, this year they're not having out-of-state athletes come, which they often do. And so it will be truly the best of California. And I was looking up to find out if it's going to be on the Internet, and it appears that it will be on the Internet live and for free. And in the past, it's been quite a spectacle to watch. So Friday night is usually the relays, and then Saturday is the individual events, so definitely check it out. I'll be definitely doing some videos about that as well. Solomon Giorgio says, it's fun that some folks think a secret group of rich people control everything instead of a widely known group of rich people that control everything. Yeah, it's kind of one of those super rich guys was just on Saturday Night Live, and I guess that caused a lot of stink and controversy. Haven't watched it yet. There's some Aramaic. It says here that complaining on the let's go up here. It's basically Kenesey Bekele wrote a letter to the Ethiopian Olympic Federation to ask about him protesting that he's not going to be able to be on the team. And, you know, I guess they just announced that we're going to run a time trial, 35K, in Sweden or somewhere. Now it's going to be in Ethiopia. And Kenesey's like, hey, I'm in great shape. I'm a former champion. And also, this time trial is far too been announced far too late, and it's far too close to the Olympics. So hopefully it gets straightened out, because he should definitely be there. It's just a shame. In fact, here's the article. Let's Run says, Kenneth Say Bekele says he will not run at this weekend's Ethiopian Olympic Marathon Trials. Looks like the 38-year-old legend may have run his final Olympic race unless the Ethiopian Athletics changes its mind about its selection process. If you click on here on the story, it kind of talks about Bekele. You know, he was, his dream of being a 10,000 champ and marathon champ in 69 years won't happen unless the Ethiopian Federation changes course. And of course, the last time it happened was with the great Emil Zepik, and he won the 5,000 and the 10,000 at those Olympics. And then what was kind of crazy is the marathon's always the last event of the Olympics, for the men at least. And so he jumped into that race, and he was running along with, I think, guy was Peters from London, who at the time I think was the world record holder. And Zepik said something to him like at mile 15 or so, like, are we running too fast? And the Englishman said, oh no, the pace is far too slow. So what did ML do? He picked up the pace and won, and he ended up winning the 5,000, 10,000, the marathon. Of course, back then, the competition wasn't quite as intense as it is nowadays. Looks like that two other of the Ethiopians will also miss out. So the second, third, and 10th fastest men in history will all miss the race. Just, you sometimes wonder what in this world these people are doing in these federations. So the three-time Olympic champion on the track and second fastest marathoner of all time announced today will not compete at Saturday's Ethiopian Olympic Trials, which will be held at a 35K race in the city of Sebeta, 15 miles from the capital of Addis Ababa. And for months, you know, they've been talking about this. You know, he ran almost a near world record in Berlin September 2019. I mean, hell, he ran 201.41. And, you know, he's definitely not happy with the whole thing. And he says, you know, the gap between the races is 14 weeks. Kipchoge's gap in 2016 was 17 weeks. And I guess here he is. He wrote them a letter in protest. And I don't think they're going to end up letting him in. So it's very sad. Kayla's not only the only one not going, like they were saying, there's those two other guys. You know, one of them's got a 202.48, third fastest of all time. And behind only Kipchoge and Bekele, and has won the last two Tokyo marathons, too. Of course, the race now isn't going to be in Tokyo, but he owns, and then the other guy owns a best of 203.16, which is 10th all time. So just kind of crazy. It says, considering that the Ethiopian marathon coach has told Let's Run the top three finishers across the line on Saturday will comprise the Ethiopian Olympic team. It appears Bekele's dream of being the first person, male or female, in the professional area to win Olympic gold on track and a marathon appears to be over. Only two men have ever accomplished this, Emil Zepik in 1952 and Hans Kolmany, who won Olympic track gold in 1912 and gold medal in 1920 in the others. So Bekele's turning 29 in June, and he has no plans to run in the 10,000 trials either, and so by the next Olympics in Paris, he'd be 42, so maybe his last race, which is very unfortunate. So guess that is where it is. Maybe he'll come back and run one of these big-time races in the fall and just break a record. It'd be awesome to see him come back. You know, he's come back from injuries and come back from time off and run really fast. Like I said, when he ran that amazing time, I believe he did it right after Kipchoge went sub two. So it'd be kind of cool if Bekele this fall, if he doesn't run the Olympics, trains real hard, gets motivated, and runs a sub two in an actual real race. That'd be pretty impressive. So that's some endurance Twitter for today. And as always, stay healthy,